You are about to install something most people have never had a name for. Most people deliberate. That is the operating mode. Every room, every conversation, every invitation, every choice generates an internal negotiation. Should I be here? Should I be here? Why can't I get traction? Do I have to engage? The deliberation eats hours of bandwidth per day, every day, and at the end of the year, most people cannot point to what the deliberation produced. It produced more deliberation. The three axioms are how that ends. Each axiom closes one entire category of deliberation by settling the question before the moment asks for it. Three categories closed. Three rivers of bandwidth that used to drain into negotiation now available to operate. An axiom is not an aspiration. It is not a quote. It is not a mantra you recite to feel better. An axiom is a load-bearing decision rule that runs ahead of deliberation. Once installed, you walk into a room and the axiom has already fired. You see the message and the axiom has already named the move. The decision was made before the moment asked for it. This is the difference between advice and architecture. Advice you have to remember. Axioms operate while you are not remembered. The first axiom is this. Every room runs on a frequency. None are neutral. What that axiom closes is the entire category of deliberation that asks, is this room okay? The okay versus not okay deliberation is structurally unanswerable because rooms are not okay or not okay. Rooms run on specific captures or they generate. The right question is not okay. The right question is what frequency. Once you can ask that, the deliberation collapses into a read, and the read is the work. What this axiom removes from your day, the time you used to spend talking yourself into or out of rooms based on whether they felt right, the feeling was data. But the feeling was data about the room's frequency, not about whether you belonged in it. The axiom reads the feeling correctly. The second axiom is this. The frequency of a room caps your transmission while you are in it. What that axiom closes is the entire category of deliberation that asks, why can't I get traction here? The ceiling is not your motivation, not your skill, not your discipline, not your work. The ceiling is the room's frequency, which has a structural cap on what can land inside it. You stop running the self-blame loop because the math no longer points at you. The question becomes structural instead of personal. Is this a room I should be inside long enough to be capped this way? That is a real question with a real answer. The old question was a spiral with no exit. What this axiom removes, the chronic underweight feeling, the chronic self-doubt loop, the chronic wondering whether you are the problem when a capped room is silencing you. The ceiling becomes visible. The ceiling becomes the room. The third axiom is this. You always have three moves. Theirs. Yours. None. The default is unconscious. What that axiom closes is the entire category of deliberation that asks, do I have to engage? Engagement is not a default. It is a choice with a cost. Every invitation, every message, every meeting, every conflict, every request lands as a three-way decision. You pick theirs, you pick yours, or you pick none. And the unconscious choice is still a choice. This is the most important half of the axiom. Drifting into a room is the move theirs. Not noticing the choice is the move theirs by inertia. The drift is not absence of decision. The drift is the decision. What this axiom removes. The drift itself. Every entry becomes conscious, with a cost named. You stop waking up at the end of a week wondering how you ended up so depleted by rooms you never actively chose to be in. Now hold something forward. A specific situation in your life right now where deliberation has been eating bandwidth for weeks or months. A room you keep going back to and wondering whether you should. A pattern of not getting traction that you keep blaming on yourself. A request, a thread, a relationship you keep drifting into without picking it. Run the axioms on it. Axiom 1. What frequency does that room run on? Reddit. Axiom 2. What is that frequency capping in you? And is the cap worth the time you are giving the room? Name it. Axiom 3. Which of the three moves are you actually making by default? Theirs by inertia is the most common answer. Be honest about that. The deliberation collapses under the three axioms. The situation becomes legible. The move becomes choosable. This is the cascade. Each axiom does its own work. The cascade is what happens when all three operate in the same moment on the same situation. The room appears. Axiom 1 fires. You see the frequency. You know the cap. Axiom 3 fires. You pick the move with the frequency and the cap already named. What used to be a 30-minute internal debate is over in less than 30 seconds, and the answer is structurally sound. You did not negotiate with yourself. You did not perform analysis. The architecture did the work. This is what removing deliberation actually looks like in practice, not absence of thought. Presence of structure. The thought is in the axioms installed once, operating in every relevant moment afterward. The install does not happen by reading these axioms. Reading plants the seed. The install happens in the 70 moments of the next 2 weeks, when you actually run the axioms on specific situations in your actual life. Each run is a rep. Each rep makes the axiom slightly more reflexive. After 14 days of daily check-ins, the axioms start operating ahead of deliberation, and the deliberation drops away. Until they are reflexive, axioms will drift. Three drift patterns to watch. The overtired drift. Under fatigue, axioms degrade. You walk into rooms without reading. You take the self-blame for capped transmission. You drift into engagement by default. The remedy is not more discipline. The remedy is rest. Tired axioms do not operate. The high stakes drift. Under acute stakes, the axioms can flicker out as the nervous system drops into fight-flight freeze. The remedy is to write the axioms somewhere physical. A card. A screen lock. A margin note. Something you can see when the stakes hit. The visual cue refires the installed axiom even when the system is taxed. The familiarity drift. The most dangerous one. You stop reading rooms you have been in many times. The frequency feels known. This is exactly when the room shifts on you and you do not see it. The remedy is to deliberately reread familiar rooms once per week. The cost is small. The information when the room has shifted is enormous. Sovereignty in this domain is the state where the axioms operate without conscious recall. You walk into a room and the frequency announces itself. You feel a transmission cap, and you know it is structural. You hit an invitation, and the three moves appear automatically. None of this requires you to remember the axiom by name. The architecture is doing the work. From that state, your daily bandwidth is no longer being consumed by the three deliberation categories that consumed it before. The energy that used to negotiate with rooms, blame yourself for capped transmission, and drift into engagement is now available to operate at the level the architecture was built for. That energy is what was always being harvested. The axioms are how you get it back. Three axioms. Three categories of deliberation closed. Carry them into the next room.